In recent years, thousands of Iraqis have sought political or religious asylum in the United States. Now that Iraq is taking the first steps toward a democracy, some wonder whether U.S. immigration officials will force Iraqi asylum seekers in the U.S. to go back home. NPR's Eric Kneeler reports one Iraqi dissident received a deportation order as bombs were being dropped on Baghdad.
Katrine Michael has spent most of her life fighting for her country. Born in a small village in northern Iraq, she studied geology, becoming a teacher and later a political activist on behalf of the Kurds. She fled the country in 1991 after surviving a gas attack by the Iraqi forces of Saddam Hussein. She now lives outside Washington, D.C., where she works as a translator. On the day last week that Baghdad fell to U.S. forces, Michael, like Iraqi exiles around the world, celebrated.
We were congratulating each other, my family from Canada, they congratulate me and I congratulate them, and my mother, she starts singing in the phone, everybody was happy.
That happiness may be short-lived. Right now, the U.S. government plans to send Michael back to Iraq. After losing a 5-year fight to obtain political asylum, she received an order last month from the Bureau of Citizenship and Immigration Services, ordering her detention and deportation. That notice came just a week after Michael had received her second invitation to the White House to tell her story about being subjected to chemical weapons. After getting the order, Michael called her immigration officer.
I told him, can you imagine, a week ago I met with President Bush and now you want to deport me? And he told me, what do you want me to do right now?
4 years ago, an immigration judge denied Michael's request for asylum. That judge said that while Michael faced persecution in Iraq for her political activities, she should go to Greece, where she lived for 3 years before coming to America. Michael appealed and lost again. But the latest notice that Michael received does not send her to Greece, but all the way back to Iraq. Nadine Wetstein, legal director of the American Immigration Law Foundation in Washington, says that's not a good idea.
It's not as if a curtain drops down and all the good people come in and all the bad people leave.
Wetstein says that many exiles face vendettas from old enemies who may still be around, even when a country's leaders are toppled.
A Kurdish Christian may fear persecution from a Muslim government, even if the leadership of that country changes.
Immigration officials in Washington won't discuss Michael's case, but Mary Giovannoli, Associate General Counsel at the Bureau, says asylum is granted to just about a third of the 20,000 people who seek it each year. China and Mexico have the most applicants, followed by Colombia and Haiti. She says that Iraqis in the United States are not automatically being sent back now that Hussein is gone.
And we won't turn around and say, okay, Iraq is fine, you can go home now, without an individualized assessment of what the particular person's case is.
That's no comfort to Katrine Michael. Her lawyers convinced the Bureau of Immigration to keep her out of detention. Now they are trying to have her case reopen on the basis of her potential value to the U.S. government. She laughs when asked what is going to happen next.
Yes, this is a strange and very strange case, and this is fault of INS. So I hope this will be useful for other people.
Michael says someday she does want to go back to her hometown of Al-Kush, but not until order is restored. And that means not yet, and not as the result of a U.S. deportation order. Eric Kneeler, NPR News, Washington.
FBI officials say looted Iraqi artifacts are showing up on the world art market. Art collectors and dealers say they're hearing that Iraqi antiquities are available for sale or are on the way to the United States. Thousands of priceless artifacts were stolen from Iraqi museums when U.S. forces overthrew Saddam Hussein's regime. Customs agents at an unspecified U.S. airport seized at least one item believed stolen from a Baghdad museum. In Baghdad, vendors are selling anything to make a living, including looted items. Food, medical equipment, sportswear, and other items are being sold at one-fifth the usual cost. One man told the Associated Press that he opposes buying looted goods, but he insists he has no choice because most of the shops are closed.